Anytime you get to deal with eternity, you have to recognize you're getting into a realm that we have very, very little capacity to begin to understand. There is a heaven, there is a hell. Are there degrees of punishment in hell? Let's put it this way. Any degree of punishment in hell is outer darkness where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. So, hell is never a walk in the park. Hell is hell at any level. But the Lord Jesus did say in Matthew chapter 11 concerning the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done, it'll be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon, two notable cities visited with the judgment of God. Indeed, it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for you, because while their sin was great, their light was not as great as yours, their opportunity was not as great as yours. They had not seen the mighty works that, say, Capernaum or Bethsaida and Chorazin had seen. They hadn't seen those works. He says it'll be more tolerable for them. Will there be degrees of punishment? I would gather from that, yes. But what that means and how it translates into experience, the Bible doesn't tell me. What I know is that hell is always a terrible, terrible place and a terrible pain. Are there differences of reward in heaven? Well, now I'm on surer ground, yes. Yes, there are. I know that for a fact because 1 Corinthians chapter 3 is addressed to preachers and it's on the subject of how they build their church and how they get their church to grow. And if they don't build it on the foundation of Jesus Christ, then they can build a very big church and their whole world, and their whole work is burnt up. And the apostle says, they're saved so as by fire. We would say they're saved by the skin of their teeth. They're saved. But they have no works that follow them. So I gather, yes, there are differences. Again, what that means when you translate, for heaven is heaven. Glory is glory. To be made like unto Christ in body and soul is a wonderful thing. And whatever the rewards of heaven, I know that there's a lot of fanciful things. You hear some preacher, you'd think you're going to walk around heaven with seven different crowns stuck up in your head. You're going to find it hard to move around. What I love about the crowns most of all is what John saw in the book of the Revelation, and they cast their crowns at Jesus' feet, and they said, he's the worthy one. I'm not here because I worked. I'm here because of what he did. That's the big thing. He gets all the glory. Sometimes, and this is only a personal opinion, and I could be wrong here, so don't go out and say, I've got book, chapter, and verse for I don't. Personally, I tend to think that the differences of reward in heaven will be perhaps in a difference in capacity to go on to serve Christ. You see, we're not going to be sitting up in heaven strumming a harp. I think it was Mark Twain who said there was only one thing he feared worse than going to hell, and that was going to heaven. And he was mocking, of course, the idea that you sit up there on a cloud and you're strumming a harp for all eternity. But you see, the Bible doesn't teach that. Without getting into the whole doctrine of last things and the eternal state, God, the church of the firstborn, made like unto Christ, glorified in body and soul. I believe, and I believe the scripture makes it very clear, Revelation 3:21 is proof text here. They sit with Christ in his throne. Even as he overcame and sat down with his Father on his throne. In other words, God is ruling this universe eternally through his saints. And I personally tend to think that the differences in reward will be a difference in capacity for service in that state. But every person there will be perfectly happy. And there's no fly in the ointment. There's no cloud in that sky.